let's get this first question over with. Is the climate changing, and do humans have something to do with it? What's your elevator pitch for that?
So climate change is real. The planet is warming, and it's almost all due to the effects of human emissions of carbon dioxide, greenhouse gases, and changes to the rest of the environment. You know, we can see that it's warming in oceans. We can see that it's warming in the Arctic. We can see that it's warming in the atmosphere. We can see that glaciers are retreating, all of which are a direct result of the warming. What we do is we look for the fingerprints of particular changes. And so we look for the fingerprint of changes because of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases. We look for the fingerprint of changes because of the sun. We look for the fingerprint associated with air pollution. And what we do is we kind of fit that all together. And the answer that we get is that none of the fingerprints fit except the ones for human emissions of greenhouse gases. So, you know, it's like we're CSI Planet Earth, and we've looked at all the different suspects and we've matched their DNA. There's only one suspect that's still in the picture.
The talk you're giving is called "What Are Climate Models Good For?"
Right.
So tell me, what are climate models good for?
So what climate models are is they're an encapsulation of all of our best understandings of all the different things that are going on. You know, how water evaporates from the ocean, how a cloud forms. All of those little things we can go out and measure, you know, and there's thousands of people who've been measuring this for decades and decades. And we try and encapsulate all of that. So we're trying to make a synthesis of all of that information. And then we're trying to see what happens when you put all that together. That provides you a laboratory, right? We can't create a whole new Earth and experiment on it and say, oh, what happens if we increase the carbon dioxide? What happens if we don't? Well, in fact, we can do one experiment, and we're just doing one experiment right now.
And we're doing that.
And we're doing it, yes, yeah. And we'd really like to know how that's going to turn out before it finishes.
It seems, you know, from my vantage point, that climate science just keeps getting further and further away from science. And not the climate science itself, but the discussion in the public sphere is less and less about the science and more about politics.
Right.
How do you, as a climate scientist, do your work and focus on the science?
That's a great question. I think that what becomes problematic is when results go out into the public sphere, and then the science is seen as just an extension of politics, and all of the horrible tactics that happen in political campaigns, you know, smears and, you know, personal attacks and misrepresentation, when that gets translated into the science and people start looking at your scientific work and attacking you on the basis of how they perceive it impacts some policy, that's kind of troubling. And the scientists here are really just messengers. And if your only response to the science is to shoot the messenger, then, you know, nature is going to give you a very clear wake-up call.